From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And welcome to Defrag Tools, the show that takes you inside Microsoft and inside Windows. So it's just Andrew and me this week, no special guest, because we're going to be talking about one of your very own tools.
My baby.
Your baby, one of your children.
Yep.
Like, is it older than your children or younger than your children?
Younger.
Younger than your youngest child.
My youngest child.
Your youngest child, ProcDump, which we've talked about before, but there's a new version out, right?
Version 9. So ProcDump was pretty stable or static between 8.10, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. It's been years, absolutely years, because quite frankly, we didn't have anything to add to it. We didn't have any ideas or...
It was already perfect.
It was. And so what actually happened was there was a couple of things internally and externally where people weren't capturing dump files. And it was like, well, we looked into it. And what it was that the application was being terminated while it was being captured. Mm. And there's nothing stopping anybody doing terminate process. And then that's it. And then you'll see the error code that roughly translates to cannot read or write memory. And then that's the end of it. And then we give up on the dump collection process because there is no process to read from. Huh. And sometimes if that happens way, way, way at the end, like I'm talking milliseconds before the end, the engine will go, well, I'm past the major part, and then we'll actually persist and finish off.
Okay.
And then if you run Bang Analyze, you'll see things like bad dump underscore